What is that with him? Why does he think that's even funny?
Well, to counter the Iran deal, Republicans will enrich their own uranium. Well, what do you know?
Live from Edona Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, and I'm Mike Arnold. In this hour of What Do You Know, we welcome animal and human behavioralist Hal Herzog, plus all the news that isn't and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now the man who says, in total, fruits and vegetables, he has eaten his fruits and vegetables, Michael Feldman.
What do you mean by that?
You know, my thing of fruits and vegetables, if the standards were a little more realistic, you know, I get 3 servings in a month is fine. You know, if you're talking 3 of each, that's probably 2 months. What's the big deal about? And some people can't even eat fruits and vegetables and or vegetables.
I never do.
You never do?
Yeah, no rubbish.
And look at you.
I'm overweight and proud of it.
Yeah, okay, good. Pride is an important thing in these discussions. It always comes down to pride. All right, let's see in the news now. After the deal, Iran will be able to pursue the peaceful use of nuclear weapons. Well, it's hard to beat a sword into a plowshare, I've found. I've tried it a couple times because I like a metaphor like anyone else. But it's hard to beat a sword into a plowshare. Almost impossible. Any of you have plowshares?
I have a couple at home.
Anyone here have a plowshare? How about swords? Applaud if you have a sword. You all have swords? Are you kidding me? This is more than I wanted to know about my audience. You didn't bring them.
Sure.
You have, you run along the side of your pants or something? Oh, it's a pocket knife, but that's not a sword, sir. A common mistake that most men make, by the way. Mistaking a pocket knife for a sword. I don't care what handle you put on it, it's still a pocket knife. Okay, anyhow, enough of that. They're still looking for the gerbil-like El Chapo in Mexico. Escaped through that tunnel. That's what El Chapo means. It means the gerbil, actually, in Spanish. Officials say they haven't found him, but there's light at the end of the tunnel. That's all they found so far is the light at the end of the tunnel, actually. But and what a tunnel it was. It was a great tunnel, one of the best tunnels ever made by anyone, a prisoner. I mean, that shows a lot of pride, speaking of pride, to make a tunnel with that, with ventilation and lighting and a railroad track in it and and have no one notice. That's great. That's really cool. And what a cost saving in making a tunnel. It's for a guy named Shorty. You know? It just had to be big enough for him to walk out of. So I was like, 4'6". I mean, yeah, it's okay. Anyhow, but you know, in Mexico, actually, you know, El Chapo is what the Donald is to us over here. So he's actually pretty important. All right. Anyhow, Iran's conservatives, led by the Ayatollah Trump Maney, are angry at the nuclear accord, and they want to take whatever they have so far and put it in a warhead. So, more on that as it happens. By the way, Trump pulls ahead of Hispanic light Jeb Bush just to prove a point. The New Horizons, which is not a tampon, by the way, it's the Pluto flyby craft, New Horizons, will just keep on going into space after flying by Pluto, so it's 20 more years to think about nothing else but the glory days. Tiger Woods is in his alley fighting the kickboxer days. Thank you for that, guys. Yeah. I'm saying end of career. The Dugars. Is it the Dugars? Or the Duggars? Huh? Who knows? Huh? The Duggars? You just say it real fast? Duggars, okay. Duggars have been canceled. Now it's 19 residuals and counting. That's all for that. See, it wasn't even worth finding out how to say it. The rapture unexpectedly pulls Scott Walker out of the Republican race. Looks like Scott wins big time. He wins big time, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care what you say. Mel Gibson to play Attica Finch in To Kill a Mockingbird 2. What? I didn't write it. What are you mad at me about? They were right to rewrite it the first time. It was a good idea from a good editor. That's what a good editor will tell you. You know, make him a little more likable, maybe. You know, so. To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah.
Okay, Greek exit becomes a euphemism. Yeah, he's making a Greek exit. You know, he's,
if you know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean either. Okay. Pluto terrain intriguing, but location, location, location. Medicare's biggest problem remains being mistaken for mediocre care. The Boy Scouts say several of Scott Walker's troop leaders were in fact gay. How did this go out all of a sudden? The Boy Scouts say several of Scott Walker's troop leaders were in fact gay. And more than one patch was gay. All right, think about it. Tell me how you feel. But not here right now. All right, so Americans divided over same-sex and regular-sex marriage, both, a poll finds. So I guess it's just marriage is divisive. This is what I'm starting to think. okay, after the deal, Iran now will refer to the U.S. as the not-so-great Satan. So they budged, is what I'm saying. While the U.S. has agreed to cease and desist all references to haggling with rug dealers in the future. Can't help what's been said, either way. Let's see, a new degree of difficulty now has been discovered as like trying to find fossilized worm sperm in Antarctica enters the language. Think about it. Okay, don't think about it.
Thought-provoking.
How do you find I'm amazed. They discovered fossilized worm sperm, I think just one, in Antarctica.
Just one.
Where to look?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's kind of an amazing
it's pretty
story.
Pretty fascinating, actually.
It is, actually. And it was 50 million years old. That's how long it took to find it. I mean, forget a needle in a haystack, a fossilized sperm in Antarctica is an amazing story, and I'm sorry.
That's true.
All right, another news, and let's see now. There's a retrospective. The Klan is doing a Confederate flag retrospective at the South Carolina Capitol, just to show no hard feelings. Just don't hang out your sheets on the Capitol grounds, guys. That's bad. A Bush Walker ticket is unlikely. It sounds too much like Bush Whacker. And finally, and I mean that restaurant. Did someone walk in? What happened?
No. That was one of those applause ones. It was so good, people clapped.
Without you doing a thing?
I didn't touch it.
Okay.
Trust me.
And finally, and I mean that restaurant food is no healthier than fast food, but gets in and out a lot quicker. That's all the news. Edison, thank you so much. Good night to all the ships at sea. You know, WHA, our mothership, thank you. Overdoing it is as bad as not doing it. WHA, our mothership here, actually first broadcast to the ships at sea. They sent us a subcutaneous, sub-sonar signal to ships at sea in 17.
We still do, yeah.
That's where most of it goes. Most of our listeners are submerged in the North Atlantic, even as we speak right now. That's why they can't call in so much. And they're never counted when they count audience.
Yeah, you have bad cell phone coverage there.
Yeah, and they're submerged most of the time. And those atomic subs, they can stand there for years.